This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Homeless residents of the Muncie area have a safety net in the form of Bridges Community Services, located at 318 West 8th Street in Muncie. The organization offers various services to the homeless, including laundry facilities and a place to get help finding work and a home. Dangerously cold weather will cover the IPR listening area this weekend, making for deadly conditions for anyone sheltering out of doors. That's when Bridges springs to aggressive action to provide warm, dry shelter for those among us who have the least of resources. Joining us today on Morning Edition is Sarah Renee, a housing advocate for Bridges Community Services in Muncie. Sarah, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Could you tell us more about your organization and the services that you offer to homeless individuals?
Yeah, no problem. So we are just on the other side of the railroad tracks in the South Central, actually on the cusp of the South Central and Thomas Park Avondale neighborhood. So we're over on 8th Street here in Muncie, Indiana. So just a little bit about what we do. We are the central or main access point for our region for homelessness or anybody that is experiencing homelessness. So what that means is that everybody that finds themselves in that situation and stuff, we're kind of the first stop for that. And we focus on housing, getting people into housing. We also run a family shelter. We have tiny homes for individuals and sometimes couples. So we do a little bit of everything. We do a lot of street outreach, especially right now with the weather and stuff coming in. And we have a what we call the hub. So that's specifically set for individuals and stuff that are experiencing homelessness. We have a laundry area set up. We have showers that people can walk in and take throughout the week. We also have some pretty good coffee in the morning, food items, and everything just to help, you know, people get through their days and stuff.
So it's a place where a homeless person can come, get some relief in terms of shower and do some laundry. Also, where you might help them find more housing or possibly even a job. Do you do that as well?
We do assist in everything with the job portion of it and stuff. But our main focus is really just, you know, helping individuals get into housing. So whether that's through our rapid rehousing program or another permanent supportive housing program, that's like one of our main focuses. Our hope is to get them off the streets and into, you know, stable housing.
Now, you mentioned the weather coming in this weekend, and we'll have the coldest weather of the season. It will be dangerously cold. So When this kind of weather happens, what that must be on your radar at Bridges, because you have folks that you help on a regular basis. So what do you need? What can the public do to help you out?
So when the weather hits like this and stuff, anytime the wind chill or the temperature hits 0 degrees, we are automatically open. It's part of the winter contingency plan. And so there are different, we have different providers and stuff that we work with throughout the community that are also willing to open up their places and stuff for people to kind of crash for a little while, warm up, you know, that kind of thing with us. Showers and, like I said, hot coffee are always a good thing. But we are, next weekend with the temperatures like it's supposed to be, we're going to be open more than likely on that Saturday and Sunday in the mornings, especially, and stuff for people to come in and warm up. It's a little difficult right now for people that are living on the streets due to COVID. Because of COVID. So a lot of the normal, I guess, places where they would seek out shelter or just seek out warmth are no longer open or not welcome there. The winter contingency plan, like I said, kicks in anytime the wind chill or temperature hits that 0 degrees.
So what could a member of the general public do to assist you? What specific things would you need?
We're just trying to gather some, you know, cold weather essentials. So any kind of layering, clothing and stuff, good gloves, hats, coats. If anybody has any shoes or boots or anything like that laying around that they're not using anymore, they're still in pretty good shape. We would appreciate any kind of donations like that. Like I said, we have our service hub and everything that we run. So we are constantly, you know, cleaning showers and people are coming in and sitting and drinking coffee or getting, you know, like quick meals, warm-up meals, that kind of thing, stuff to go. So any kind of pop-top kind of soups, granola bars, any kind of warm drinks, that kind of thing, so that we could just provide that little bit of relief from the weather.
Okay, so whether it's a coat, a sweater, boots, granola bars, what have you, how will the public get this these goods to you? Can somebody just drive over to your 8th Street location and drop them off? How does that work?
Yeah, totally. So we're at 318 West 8th Street, and we're always at the door taking donations. And we're typically open from 8 to 5 every day. And then also, if anybody moseys over to our Facebook page and shoots us a message and stuff to let us know that they're coming over, we can always, you know, make sure that someone's at the door to help carry things in or be there to assist if needed.
So if I went on Facebook right now, what would I put in the Facebook search to find you?
Bridges Community Services.
And of course, again, if somebody is finding out about this for the first time, this BRIDGES, just like the bridge that you would drive over, Bridges Community Services. And then send a Facebook message to you, and we go from there.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Well, Sarah Renee, thank you very much. Sarah Renee, housing advocate with Bridges Community Services on 8th Street in Muncie. Thank you very much, and let's hope all the folks get in out of the cold who are homeless this season.
All right. Thanks, Dan.